gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It's 6:16, 2022. And I'll tell you, I just wanted to say one thing about the weather. Years ago, I remember the web bots talking about in one particular thing. And they were talking about stripes, like weather would be in stripes like a tiger, okay? And if you've seen this, you've seen that it hits the upper tier, the mid tier of the upper, then the middle tier, and then down below that, you see? And it strips or swaths that they're then generating the storms that are then going west to east, or in some case with New England where they're coming back around on a nor'easter. Or in Florida, how they come off of Africa also as well. But I've been following this and looking at this for years. Brother Quayle, years ago, wrote his book, you know, about the weather warfare and all of that. We watched the HAARP. I sat and talked back in the 90s, sat down and talked with Nick Begich, you know, on two separate occasions for hours and discussed what he knew about the HAARP and different things. And then Steve found that there are up to 72 different Tesla coil or Tesla howitzers, HAARP-like devices, atmospheric heaters, ionospheric type system, you know, that are like the HAARP, 72 of them that the United States was involved with, either owned or was partners with somebody else with around the world. If you recall, and you're a long-term listener, you'll also recall how I told you that at a certain point, I had deep background information saying that during the Obama administration that he brought on French, English, French scientists, and Russian scientists into the targeting of the HAARP inside the United States and around the world. So if you heat the atmosphere, you can bounce like a billiard ball off of the ionosphere, you see, and then pop it down, and then you can do what? You can influence, depending upon the type of energy or beam or scalar frequencies used, you can go and you can pop a tectonic plate and cause a earthquake across the globe, across the country, wherever. You can also direct weather systems or create columnar type systems, just like the old Russian woodpecker did back in the 70s. They would put columns of air way up into the jet stream. Of course, that jet stream does not even exist today, because all of the weather on the planet just about is being influenced, controls, and what have you. And what is it doing? It is flooding places. I told you about what's now 2 weeks ago. There was a tornado in my area. It was a swath that went not very too far away from where I lived. Real close, and not tens of miles, but real close. And so then the next week, which was, I believe, last week, there were two of the assistants in these things. We talked about the Chinese loony balloons for years, and we watched them and followed them, and that they had 20, 30 foot long platforms with all kind of antenna and transmitters and different stuff where they could pick up all of the communications. But they could also generate scalar frequencies. They could hover in an area or just go around in a slow circle with what you call an ionic engine, to where that would allow them to travel at about 40 to 50 miles per hour. And then, as I said last week, not in the middle of the Kansas City Metro, from the Kansas to the Missouri sides, west to east, But on the top side of that metro, well, lo and behold, there were two loony balloons that are now allegedly DARPA Raven Aerostar off-the-shelf corporation loony balloons, which I, in my opinion, allegedly, according to what I've heard, allegedly, they're still operating. DARPA and the Pentagram is still operating on the behalf of the Red Chinese, while Red China Joe, the $12 a gallon trader, don't you know, and the $12 a pound hamburger, don't you know, whose son allegedly took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese. So while we're at that, it appears that DARPA is still allegedly, DARPA is allegedly transmitting information still to the Red Chinese and operating on behalf of either them or some international New World Order Luciferian scumbag cabal. Because I'll tell you what, they assisted last week in shooting another swath over the northern area of Kansas City metropolitan area. And they started dropping tornadoes and stuff out of that, and then big straight line winds, and it went on its merry way. That then went into become the derecho in Indiana and in Ohio and beyond. And then up on the northern tier again, they zapped through all of the flooding and all of the storms and stuff right on into Montana, Wyoming, into the Yellowstone and flooded all of that. And then that continued on. This is an attack. This is an attack, ladies and gentlemen, on the United States and on the crops. All right. Anyway, somebody sent me a message. Well, anyway, the fact is that they're utilizing this stuff, and that while last week there were two of the loony balloons in Kansas, western Kansas. Now, they could also be utilized in ginning up and helping to create these vortexes or these columnar or these tunneled stuff using like tunneling lasers, but they can use frequencies. They don't have to have the giant power if they can use the particular frequency and pulse it to accentuate or to steer what another harp-like device with more power can be doing. Russia has them. The United States has them. Britain has them, China has them, but it seems as though they operate all on the same thing. Now, I've been watching around the world. There are other regions of the world that are getting nailed with all kind of stuff. We have had refineries blow up. We've had the pipeline things blow down in Texas. You remember the odd incident down there? Talked about, and I had deep background information from in Tejas, where the Railroad Commission, which is the Texas Commission that oversees pipelines and the drilling rigs and all that kind of stuff. It's like an old-type commission of infrastructure and that kind of stuff. They were not even allowed to see or to get into that pipeline pumping station down in Texas where there was sabotage and explosion, and that there was some kind of a SWAT team from the FEMA or from the DHS, you know, maybe out of Denton that had to go down into past Hunt, Vegas, they call it, Huntsville, past Huntsville and on down into southern Texas off of Houston or where, you know, down in there. And they call the university there at Huntsville Hunt, Vegas. There's a lot of federals go there and a lot of police and agency people send their kids there. Anyway, there's also a prison down there, too. Ladies and gentlemen, the attacks on crops and different things, lack of rain, the mega droughts out west and the southwest, and then now all of a sudden rivers up, you know, 13 to 20 feet in the Yellowstone. I mean, remember back a few years ago, all this has been going on for years. Brother Quayle has yelled about this since the 90s. And I've been on this month over 18 years now, yelling about a lot of the same things. Thanks to the Lord Jesus, and thanks to Brother Steve Quayle, I'm still on the air. And all of the people that listen and who've kept me on, God bless you. So let me tell you what. What's going on? Where are we at? What's happening? Well, I'll tell you, right now I can say this, is that this also seems to be in the mix. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord, O God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. To all the high Masonics, you know who Tubal Cain is, don't you? And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Torgarma of the north quarters and his bands, and many people with thee. And you see, it doesn't make any difference. The 33rd degree motto of the 33rd degree that was created by Albert Pike, by the way, who wrote the three World War letters to Giuseppe Mazzini, talking about what the next three World Wars would be about and what they would come. And those have already happened and are in the process of happening, just the way Pike wrote about it. But the motto of the 33rd degree is Ordo Ab Chao. Out of chaos comes the order, you see. So they're creating the chaos all over the world. So when the Russian gas fields, the Gazprom pipeline, blows and whatever, it is a tit for tat on one level of the peel of the onion for what's happened to probably Ukraine and also probably what's happened inside the United States. Because you recall that Obama, the abomination of desolation, hired Russian Spetsnaz to come into the United States, paid them top contractor wages, use them in drills against, in the drill scenario, use them against U.S. patriots and Christian patriots and those terrible American disabled veterans, you know, they're the real mean ones, right? American veterans in drills, where the drill scenario said that veterans and Christian patriots and people have attacked the U.S. bases, you know, and bop, 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 and the airport in Denver and underground and all these different things, and then talking about the Pikes Peak and all of that. And what did they use? In the drill, they utilized and sent to the rescue Russian Spetsnaz troops training. Russian Spetsnaz, Special Forces training at the military base in Colorado, or Carson. And then they were brought in the drill scenario into the fold to rescue the deep underground there at Colorado Springs. Under the mountain, you know. So we've got all of that. Then we have the Red Chinese. And everybody says, well, the Red Chinese are hiding here and there. Well, they have been in Mexico back in 2005, I believe. Brother Quayle had information that there were white trucks, which were UN tractor trailer rigs, loaded with food, going across the border of Texas into Mexico, down into Mexico, and delivering groceries to Red Chinese military living in brand new subdivisions that have been created with gated communities and three-bedroom, two-bath houses, four-bedroom, two-bath, suburban, brand-new houses in Mexico, guarded by Mexican federales. I then hastened back to the days when Xi Jinping was like the number three on the list, and he came to Mexico, and I can remember listening to a translated speech to where Xi Jinping either spoke in Spanish or was translated into Spanish, which then I heard some of it translated to English, saying, aren't you tired? He was telling the Mexicans, aren't you tired of those Yankees telling you what to do? You come with us, and we will invest in your country and support you, and you will have no problem. We don't care what you do. You can run all those drugs. You can run the fentanyl, all right? And then now we know that all the chemicals and precursors and stuff are being provided for an invasion, much like the old opium clippers out of Britain, Scotland, and America, which went in and then utilized opium to hook the Chinese populations in Hong Kong and beyond back in the day. That's now being done by the Red Chinese. So we've got Red Chinese, we've got Russians, now we got the Russians in Nicaragua, got the Red Chinese everywhere. But people, you've got, go to any Chinese restaurant, and you're not going to see them goose-stepping in some kind of a uniform, but you've got the Jet Li kind of infiltrator of the Red Chinese people inside the United States. You've got them coming in through containers. You probably have already got, sitting out there in the West Coast, you probably have got Red Chinese military either in the port of Ensenada, which we talked about on the 15th, might be a possibility of happening and coming in, but they could be fed and kept out there until the time is right. Are we ready for a nuclear pop or a pop of the, EMP over the United States that takes out all the power grids? And if you do it that way, if you do cyber, you don't get the vehicles. You don't get all of the cars and the trucks and the different things. Even the big trucks, the new ones have got all kind of computerized stuff and the whole bit. We'd be better off to go back to, run what you gun 50s technologies, 50s, early 60s, big horsepower, more power. Points, plugs, etc. Go back to a Bakelite phone with the hard wire line, all right? Or power analog. All kind of things, you see, that when you think back and look at them now, you see all of that has brought us to the point to we're now vulnerable. But the EMP knocks out not only the power grids, but it will knock out most of the newer vehicles. And you can put the device on them and all that kind of stuff. But you see, it makes a difference if 90% of the vehicles are stopped on all the interstates and the two lanes and the four lanes, all the roads and the streets. You can have a going Jesse with all kind of engine. I've got my MP thing. But you ain't going to get down the road unless you can jump up and fly, because the roads will be blocked. So when I tell you that you need to have food, water, filtration, water storage, firearms, ammunition, medical supplies, nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. And it's just a matter of time till old Fauci, who's now being grilled about the billions of dollars, the hundreds of millions of dollars that they've already announced, and it was in there, of how much he got. Now he won't even answer the question of a United States Senator Rand Paul. These are evil, barbarian, Luciferian scumbags. Fauci, Bill Gates of hell, all these people, Soros, Klaus, and as you will own nothing, and you will be happy. And if you're not, we will kill you and turn you into Soylent Green, and we'll hack your brain with my secret brain hacking guy. All right, I forget his name, but it's a scientist. Originally from Israeli scientist, I believe, or from Israel, but is working with Klaus Schwab. And they're going to use the Internet of Everything to control you and to hack your brain and cause you to have problems. And that's another thing that Dr. Nick Begich told me back in the 90s, is they could do a narrow beam and come down and hit one house or one person. And whatever frequency, remember the last time I told you about it? We don't know what the new definition or the new words they use, but it was satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact their neurophysiological template. And that bees you, ladies and gentlemen. That bees you. You know, but it shall also come to pass, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, they're going to hit Israel, and right now you got that about ready to pop up, about 3 or 4 minutes away from midnight on that. But then, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. And you see, that also applies to, if you watch the MIMIC, the University of Wisconsin's Tropical Moisture, MIMIC, and you look at the different domains where you can see North America or Con US or, you know, Western Pacific, Eastern Pacific, North Atlantic, Indian Ocean, the Australian, all the different areas, Europe, all the things. And watch the systems and watch how they use pulses of energy. I've talked to you about it for years. And remember back a few years ago we were talking about, and I talked about that energy was coming out of Antarctica. And I used to put it out, and broadcast it big time. Then now we've got the story about the, you know, the ice cube, the big neutrino thing down there that they use, which is probably ancient alien technology or Luciferian technology. And this is the going time. This is the time that we're going to see it. But then when you go to, you know, you go and you look at the corresponding Luke 21, all right, to Matthew 24, and you should read them both tonight to your family. And nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Oh, some of you, they should be put to death, caused to be put to death. But there shall not a hair on your head perish. Why is that? Here's the answer. Verse 19, Luke 21. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when she shall see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in the Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. Let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and for them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be downtrodden of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and then men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen, when we're seeing the signs. We're in the beginning of sorrows, as Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24. We're there, and here's what's going on and all the stuff that's happening. Just incredibly, you see, incredibly going on, and you're able to see it, and it's hard to understand, and it's perplexing. It wears you out. They don't tell you the truth about it on the television. They don't know, and this and that and the other. They lie and lie and lie, and meanwhile, you start to see the Dow at 29,000, under 30,000, $3-4 trillion worth of value in the stocks, and the bonds are gone now, you see. And then you're going to see, this is from Civil War II, Thomas W. Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M, Thomas W. Chittum, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, Sholow Publishers, American Eagle Publication, Post Office Box, 1507, Sholow, Arizona. This was from 1996. Thomas W. Chittum. And he's talking about the Civil War, too, and we're talking about the stage that I was mentioning last week. Stage 4, all-out continuous warfare. And we talked about some of that. And here's the deal. Federal government will appease and beg at exactly the moment when strong leadership is required. But let me go back to this. The riots, the first stage of summer of riots, will seem to be nothing more than the L.A. riot of 92, multiplied by most major cities. In this stage, it will be possible to pretend that the crisis is manageable and temporary, like Phase 3 riots. The riots will then shift into a decided military mode. Street gangs and minority militias will set up barricades, lay siege to police stations. Did we not see this? And take over television stations, capture entire cities, raise revolutionary flags, and demand negotiations with the federal government for financial relief of the cities and the redress of racial injustices. This is coming right out of the book in 96, telling you what was going to happen. The federal government will appease and beg at exactly the moment when strong leadership is required. And America will see it. Half-hearted attempts to take back some of the cities will be made. Some will succeed, but some will be stopped and others totally crushed. Surrounding National Guardsmen, soldiers, and Marines will be paraded on Rebel TV for all America and all the world to see. Some mostly minority military units will mutiny and go over to the rebels en masse, and there will be a point of no return. And although many yet deny it, the rebels will thus acquire sufficient heavy weapons to sustain their endeavors. And throughout the South and Southwest, many towns of black and Hispanics will declare in favor of the rebellion. Intense standoffs will develop with neighboring white towns. I see this less in terms of color, although that is a factor. I see it in terms of Luciferian implied or impacted things and leftist things, because I also see blacks and Hispanics switching over to a more Republican or right-hand side of the coin, wanting good jobs, wanting to go back to the energy independence and all of the stuff that Biden, under his leftist, Luciferian, communist crap, Red China Joe, is destroying. And, of course, it is the New World Order Luciferians who are really doing the destruction, but he's the puppet. So the president will declare a state of emergency and mobilize every military resource. That'll be NORTHCOM to crush the rebellion. But that will be to come to get your guns. That will be like question 47 of the old Navy Lieutenant J.G. or Lieutenant Commander of the Navy master's thesis that he first gave to the Marine Corps in 29 Palms. In the course after the U.S. government, after the Congress and the President have declared that all firearms must be returned to the police within 15 days or 30 days, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then given one final warning, say of 15 days. After that, would you be willing to participate in the confiscation of firearms inside the United States? And that's what they've asked just about everybody since those 90s when they had that at 29 Palms. And I've talked to a lot of people who have taken that survey in the military and the police and the sheriff departments and stuff. So I don't see it as much minority as I do see it as Luciferian or communistic or leftist versus somebody who wants to have a decent job and educate their family and live in a decent home and have the American dream, the middle class, you see, with the ability also to still start a business and not have it burned down by the mob. A lot of the businesses that were in Minneapolis, in those neighborhoods, were black-owned businesses. They were burned by the mostly African-American mobs and the Antifas that had all kind of people in. So, all remaining military units will divide along ethnic lines. Firefights will erupt in every federal military base, and some, perhaps most, will fall to rebellious minority-dominated units. General ethnic warfare will erupt across America. But this will also be enhanced by the Spetsnaz and the Red Chinese Commandos and all of the Jihadi Joe Muslims that have come into the United States and are still flooding across the border. In May, you had 239,000 plus, the highest number ever of known people to cross into the United States on the southern border. And now at Douglas, Arizona, thousands rushed the border at one time. Some trying to dig underneath the fence of the wall, others going over the top and overwhelmed the Border Patrol, So this is an invasion. And when you think about the Russians being in Nicaragua, and you think about also them being in Venezuela, you think about them also, the Red Chinese in Mexico, and even the, what was it, the White Vampire Special Ops units of the North Koreans back in the 90s who were reportedly in northern Mexico. And then you got the old Kansas City Southern train that goes from, you know, the port out there. It becomes Kansas City Southern in the United States, but it's the same line. It's the one where they call it the Beast and they ride it, you know, on the top of the car. At Lazaro Cardenas, and after Xi Jinping did that big speech, then at Lazaro Cardenas, the Chinese took over a lot of that Mexican port facility there, which connected to that rail line, which could then run goods up through Texas and up along what is what I would call the I-35 corridor that back in the 90s, the early 2000s, was being bought up in certain areas by the Spanish royal family. This is tough to follow because Brett Baer doesn't talk about it. And he, you know, Tucker is the only one that says anything for the most part. A few others. But this is being a destruction of America, like the fall of the Roman Empire. From within, from without, it's crumbling. Rome was supplied with corn and with different grains from Egypt. Which is interesting because they grew along the Nile. And so more from Mr. Chittum, Thomas W. Chittum, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. American Eagle Publications, out of Sholo, Arizona, 1996. See if you can get one of these used. And then here we go, you see. Ethnic militias will spontaneously form all across America. Ethnic cleansing will erupt, and isolated pockets of this and that ethnic group will be butchered and bulldozed into mass graves. Cities will be taken under siege, and heavy artillery will be used in their unrestricted shelling. Now, this is playing out right now in the Ukraine, in the Luhansk, Donbass region, and also in other cities in Ukraine, with the Ukrainians and the Russians fighting, and the Americans and other people. Because, you see, at the same time, they're using the Ukrainians. The weapons being given to them are depleting the United States stockpiles of weapons and also depleting the production facilities and production timing of the three shifts a day, continual production, to make missiles or to make artillery shells or to make small arms ammunition or to make, you know, tank killers or whatever it might be, or just to send boots and other things down the road, all right? So I don't know when we're depleting all of that, and we're about to enter a war, which if you've not seen the articles about the coming war against Red China, if Taiwan is attacked by Red China, and then the United States plays the computer games, utilizing their Chinese experts, using the known Chinese weaponry versus the Taiwan weaponry and the United States weaponry, the aircraft carriers, the ships and the things, the aircraft that are in the Pacific Ocean areas and the bases in Hawaii and Guam and South Korea and in Japan and different places, And in those war game scenarios, the United States loses. And then if you pop the EMPs, Red Chinese, Little Kimmy with the satellites, they can do it anyway. Hypersonic Red Chinese, hypersonic Russian. Take out the power grids, and within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready to go down, you see. Checkpoints manned by militiamen will appear in all major roads. Well, they also will appear with NORTHCOM. And even what I remember from the 90s, they even had portions of the post office designated to hold posts along certain roads. Fire departments, police departments, sheriff departments, under federal orders, you see? Checkpoints manned by militiamen will appear in major roads. The economy will go into a crash and burn, tailspin, and food will become increasingly scarce at any price, and Americans will fight over garbage they would previously have hesitated to throw to their dog. This will go on quite some time, by the way. So that is a very interesting thing, and Chittum wrote that in 96. And they've got their plan, domestic insurgency, declaration of martial law, 12 October 2008. All the stuff is in place, the 500 different executive orders, presidential decision directives that George W. Bush implemented after 9/11. Most of that is still in effect. To combat civil disturbances, leaders apply the minimum force necessary to help authorities restore law and order. Leaders and soldiers remain aware that the media often covers civil disturbances. Even when not covered, these disturbances are opportunities to shape the information environment positively toward the United States. Maintain the essential distribution, transportation, and communication systems. Set up roadblocks. Cordon off areas. Make a show of force and disperse or contain the crowds. But they didn't do that during the Antifa BLM summer, did they? They didn't do it when they went after Trump. Oh, no. Let's see here. We've got another fire, I believe, and let's see where it's at. Castellini Company down in Kentucky. Let's see here. Campbell County, Kentucky. Crews from all the fire departments are on the scenes of a warehouse fire in Wilder, according to Campbell County Dispatch. Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, got knocked up the air. I'm getting a little background noise here in my ear, but other than that, I'm on 19 Canford Street. And so anyway, Campbell County, Kentucky, there was some kind of a warehouse fire down there. And I believe it could be the Wilder Warehouse Castellini Company. Anyway, thanks to Mr. C.W. giving me that information. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting all of these food companies, all of the different things, the pipelines, the warehouses, the refineries, all the stuff blowing up, the flooding, the attacks, the tornadoes, all the different stuff. This is all going against the United States, and you need to be prepared and continually prepare. You need to get your lists. You need to get a list if you don't have one or several different lists, like out of Hollydale's Day of Prepare, out of, the
No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Hoags, H-O-A-G, or other lists, Emergency Essentials, Different Places, NitroPack, all the different people that are suppliers have lists of things they think you should retain and have supplies on. And I'm going to tell you what, they're going to come for these guns. They've got it all worked out. You've got all of these new Republican traitors. You got just enough. Roy Blunt, Missouri over here. These are New World Order people. Corn and all these people. Romney, all these people. They're the New World Order scumbag Republicans who are going to try to take away the Second Amendment. And nobody ever says on TV, what about the portions of, allegedly, the portions of the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the EIEIOs, the NSA, the FBI, all the different ones that are involved with mind control, with MK Ultra subjects and assassination subjects, and utilizing of these people as they have been doing for years now. To where the guns could be taken away. And that will come. And if you get pop of the EMP, it won't make any difference because, Red China Joe declare FEMA will be the continuity of government. And they'll come to take the guns. And I've talked to people over the years. Good people in law enforcement and the bad, I've talked to them, and I've talked to the scumbags. The evil people who say, we're going to come for your stuff. You ain't got no right to it. We're going to come and take it. We're going to come and get your family. We're going to get your house. We're going to get all your stuff in it. Remember, I told you even the Canadian general was overheard by somebody that I knew, deep background in the Signal Intelligence community. They overheard the Canadian general on the RF in a localized area. In North America, say, stupid Americans, when we're going to come for them, we're going to come to take the guns under the, Mexico, the North American alliance, North America, Canada, United States, Mexico. When they do that, and when we're going to come to take it and take the firearms, then if anybody asks a question or objection, they're going to shoot them in the head and leave them for dead and put their families and all the goods and stuff on the trucks and then give you the houses among those who are the loyalists. You see? You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. And I tell you, I can barely walk again. It's just crazy. I don't know whether it's whatever it is, kidney, whatever the whole thing is. But I'm telling you what. They ain't going to get me without a fight. I'm going to stand for my rights. I'm going to stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for the family. All of it. But anything is most needed and welcome. Could be a bit of silver, a bit of gold, silver coins, a check, Federal Reserve notes. Send it to Hawk. H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And many thanks to any who have sent over the years and have kept me in this position. And I'll tell you what, the Lord sustains me, and that's about it, through your good graces. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got all kind of things happening. We need you to be getting prepared and continue to be prepared. And if you don't have a firearm, a lot of people might say, well, I've got a pistol or I've got a revolver, for personal defense at home. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you need to get a long gun as well, maybe two, maybe three. And then I saw a good article, and it was the five type of gun. I may have been up on stevequayle.com, I believe. The five firearms you should get immediately. And the first thing they say is a 12-gauge shotgun, all right? I still like a pump. I like things that are mechanically easier to operate and to keep maintained. A little bit of oil and some, you know, good old rags and different stuff to keep it shiny and the pump operating smoothly. 12-gauge pump, double odd buck, number 4 buckshot, some good copper, because if you run up against the Giants, you may want some copper rounds, you see what I'm saying? Sabot slugs. I think that a lot of people want a 223, and they're going to get rid of those and ban them. And I'm starting to see stuff where you've got non-grandfathered in any magazine, 10 rounds or more, is going to be taken, or they're going to charge you. They want to charge you $1,000, $10,000 a year for every magazine. For every magazine that's happening, you know, that's more than 10 rounds. And I've also seen some bills that say that if you try to buy a magazine for like your Glock 17 or your Glock 19 or whatever, where you got 17 rounds or 15 rounds or whatever it might be, or the Glock 21 that has the 13 rounds or whatever it was, I forget. Mine was stolen years ago. But in the Carolinas, as a matter of fact, it was stolen down there. I reported it, so don't worry. You ain't using me, that against me. But anyway, it was talking about like 10 years in jail for trying to get a magazine. So there's all kind of these different things, and that doesn't mean they're all passed or all this, that, or the other. But what it does mean, these red flag laws, that means that destroys your due process. That means somebody's sister's, brother-in-law's, cousin's, third Luciferian scumbag communist politician can drop the dime and say, that woman over there, her husband or her family or that guy over here, they're a danger to themselves and to the public. We must take their firearms. So then what happens? No knock, no knock, hut, 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 squat ring. No knock, hut, 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 squat ring with fully automatic. And if they make one move and bup, 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 we come at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, if they make one move or if they show up in the hallway in their underwear and get out of bed because they hear a weird sound in the kitchen, and they come out with their pistol or their shotgun to repel a burglar, and all of a sudden you're standing in the hall, then it's, hut, hut, hut. So here we go. Got knocked off of the string and tin cans, off the phones. They're knocking me off the line. They don't like this. So what I'm trying to tell you, you get it prepared, because I don't know who's going to come down your block. Whether it's going to be the Red Chinese, the Russian Spetsnaz, street gangs, biker gangs, hungry people, the lefty liberal, forget the liberal, the lefty communistic Luciferian Illuminati ritual types with butter knives and steak knives coming to get your food or to try to grab your generator because you've got a few electric lights because you prepared and did the thing. Well, let me tell you what. You don't want to go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. And when they come down the road, if you can bug out, that's possible, you can do that. If you've got a place to go and if you got it stocked with food and water and all of the things you need. If you're going to be traveling on the road and all of a sudden the EMP's popped, you ain't going to get there. It's going to be walking. And then you see they're already destroying the capability. Already destroying the capability to go after your vehicles and ability to transport with trucks or cars or what have you. They're getting rid of the refineries. They're not going to build any more refineries. The pipelines are going, all of the different stuff. They will not let the people go for natural gas and frack to get it. And so now we're going to have a scenario where you're going to be on foot or on bicycles. Then we're going to fight over bicycle tires and bicycle pumps and inner tubes, you see. And the food is being destroyed and the farmers are being taken out of the business. Well, Let me tell you what, anything that you can do to preclude that and to make sure that you might have a month, a week, a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 3.5 years, the great trip, 3.5 years, or 4 years, or whatever it is, of canned food or long-term storage food. Or if you can do nothing else but put an extra can or two of chunky soups or Progresso soups in a box under your bed or up on the shelf in the closet or in the nice cool basement, then do that. And each one of those cans is one ration per day. You could live off of that. Don't go into their loose berry night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Mighty man, woman of valor, use your high tech to strike blows against the enemies of the Constitution and of the Lord. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, you're the best. Bat test. And road and track and little L. Learn how to make ink. Learn how to make different things. Learn how to produce, load firearms, shoot. At the same time, know your English, your Spanish.